And it's the, well, Free Radio Santa Cruz's Bathroom Spears broadside show for July 17th, 2025. But hope to have you a couple of flashbacks. But unfortunately, my equipment is, unfortunately gone to shit at the moment. It looks like a bad connection. I can't monitor what I'm doing. So I'm going to have to fly by the seat of my pants and give you one flashback that I've already kind of prepared, October 19th, 1997. And this is a flashback that covers the National Police Accountability Day, which was, I think, the day before. Could be wrong about that. We did a march to jail protesting police brutality in Santa Cruz. You could hear some speeches from that group. Then we have in-studio guest Marco of these now defunct but the once strong and active Santa Cruz Tenants Union, which also boasted Donna Dice as one of the prime movers there. You then get a reading of Creating New Criminals Among the Young, which is a speech I gave to City Council denouncing the proposed and I think eventually effectuated youth curfew. And then we go to the South Spit Jetty in Eureka, Paradise Beach, 15 miles south of Eureka, where you could actually you'll be able to read a story about that in the October 1997 issue of Street Spirit. Where can you find that? Well, you probably can't find that anywhere except online in the archives of the Huff website. If you look under October of issues of Street Spirit, which actually covers Santa Cruz writers and Santa Cruz stories about Street Spirit. Since I wrote that story, you'll be able to read it, but you probably won't need to because you're going to get all the dope from Dr. Virginia Ling, who was claiming that the entire shutdown of the homeless encampment up there on the South Spit was actually a fraud. The claim that there was a health problem was actually an excuse to drive them away by the another doctor, Ann Lindsay. I think I also got her. Don't know if I have her on this particular show or not. I think I had her, might have had her then or shortly thereafter. Let me go back to more speeches at the jail on Police Accountability Day, including dead-on David Silva, a now-gone activist who was very angry and eloquent about how he was forced out of the election in 1996 when he ran for city council because he was assaulted by the police as he attempted to turn in petitions asking for an end to, I think it was an end to the sleeping ban. May have been another issue at city council, but there was also a simultaneous protest called the city council lockdown protest, because people from the Revolutionary Coalition and other groups, probably a Huff member or two, handcuffed themselves to the fixtures of city council, demanding there be action around the sleeping bed. Naturally, the action was a series of arrests. Some people actually were found not guilty because one member of the jury refused to convict, given the way the then Mayor Rotkin, or Riot Act Rotkin, as I used to call him, I'm afraid he still deserves that name, even though he died recently, and there's a lot of praise being bruited about regarding him. And no doubt some of it he deserves, but not in terms of how he dealt with homeless folks, police issues, and other matters of concern to Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, as regular listeners know all too well. So check it out. Enjoy it. It's the flashback to October 19th, 1997 coming up. I apologize if the tape is not as even as it could be because, as I say, the technical equipment is has to be replaced. And I think I'll hope to do that sometime before next Thursday. But we'll see. In the meantime, keep your eyes on the street, and if you have anything to report, give me a call, 423-4833, and I will talk about it with you, and maybe we'll have you talk about it to others on this show.